Chris, how pleased are you with your new signings today?
Yeah, I think the two very good signings we made today. Certainly, Jack will give us a bit of width, is what we're looking for, and Bushy at either left centre half or left back.
Let's talk about Jack Muldoon first. He sounds like a player who's really had to earn his crack at sort of the big time. He's worked his way up through the non-leagues, and he's the sort of player you want at the club.
I've seen Muldoon play since about 2008 when he was at Scunthorpe and then at Brigg. Sort of followed his progress, and obviously had a really good season the year before last when he was at Worksop, 21 goals and lots of assists. Then obviously earned his chance at Rochdale, and unfortunately I don't think he got that much of a look in there, but he dropped in at Halifax, 2 goals in 10, and we like the way he works, his work ethic, and he's a good size as well.
And he knows what it's like, you know, in the real world as well, because he was a plaster up before he signed for Rochdale, wasn't he?
Exactly, so he's going to want to keep his shirt in and keeping a nice career rather than plastering all the time.
Do you see him fitting in, you know, as a wide player, sort of getting at full-backs, getting crossed into the box, that sort of thing? Could he play central as well?
Yeah, he could play off a strike, he can play wide. We can see him fitting in everywhere, to be fair. You know, we sign players that are versatile and more of a manly type, if you like, yeah.
And is Jack on a one-year deal initially?
He's on a one-year deal with an appearance clause. If he gets X amount of appearances, he gets another year.
Yeah. And as for Chris Bush, another versatile player?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Bushy was here before, came on loan. It's been sort of Hereford and at Welling, and every time we've played against Bushy, Bushy's done really, really well. Scored a couple of goals against the thing. Again, another one who wants to be at the club, looking forward to giving it a good go.
You must be delighted with the way it's gone so far with the other signs you brought in as well. Have you got all the targets you wanted?
No, not yet. There's a little bit more work to be done, but we're not rushing now. We've sort of got the bulk of where we wanted to be. Probably be another one on Monday, and you know, from that on, we'll grant myself will pick and choose carefully we need to bring in.
Can you relax a little bit now you've got your targets in, or most of them?
Well, we can't relax, but we sort of say, you know, the ones that we want to get through the door are in already now, so we're just about there.
And when do you come back for pre-season?
2nd of July is the first day back. Yeah.
Yeah, and the first pre-season games. Have you got your pre-season games far?
Yeah, we've got on the 11th we play Stamford away, and the 17th we play Lincoln United. That's as much as we've got at the moment. But we've obviously got Leicester, we've got Norwich, Boston, we've got Scunthorpe. At dates that all come out as JV advises you.
But overall, you're feeling quite optimistic about the season.
Well, it's nice the fact that we've been able to bring our own people in, and every target that we've gone for so far, bar one, we've managed to achieve. So that's decent.